Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Amid ongoing escalation between Israeli and Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired dozens of rockets today at three Israeli positions in a disputed area along the country's border with Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The group said in a statement that the attack was in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In response to this, Israelis military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Gaza into a deserted island. He asked its residents to leave now. Earlier, the Israeli Defense Forces launched Operation Souls of Iron after the death toll in the Hamas attack rose to more than 300 and 1,500 injured. In response to the deadly attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched operation hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Israeli PM strongly attacked Hamas and declared war. As per reports, the Israeli mayor and head of the Shaar HaNegev Regional Council, Ofir Lievstein, was also killed in the deadly rocket fire. Several Israelis have also been held as hostages in Gaza. Meanwhile, world leaders have condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. U.S. President Joe Biden said that there is never any justification for terrorism, adding that Washington stands firmly with the government and people of Israel. Biden also held talks with Netanyahu and affirmed full support for Israel's right to self-defense. In a statement, UK PM Rishi Sunak expressed shock over the attack. Following the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, India's representative office to Palestine has asked all Indian nationals in Ramallah to direct contact the office in case of emergency or if any assistance is needed. In light of the prevailing security situation, Indian nationals in Palestine can directly contact the representative office of India to address any case of emergency or needed assistance on the 24-hour emergency helpline. Jawal 0592-916418, WhatsApp 970-5929-1641. In Afghanistan, the death toll from strong earthquakes rose to 2,000, said a Taliban spokesperson today. It was one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in 2 decades. According to local authorities, the number of casualties will increase as search and rescue efforts continue amid reports that some people may be trapped under collapsed buildings. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 465 houses had been reported destroyed and 135 were damaged. Telephone connections went down in Herat, making it hard to get details from affected areas. Meanwhile, the Taliban urged local organizations to reach earthquake-hit areas as soon as possible to help take the injured to hospital, provide shelter for the homeless, and deliver food to survivors. The World Health Organization said WHO supported ambulances are transporting those affected, most of them women and children. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat yesterday. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble, and there were at least 3 powerful aftershocks. In a flash floods hit Sikkim, the death toll rose to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority confirmed that 81 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in the Tista River basin on the 4th of October. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people have been rescued. Around 7,025 persons have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to flash floods in the Tista River basin, 13 bridges were washed away. Yesterday, Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, Departments Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at Tashiling Secretariat in Gangtok. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Mishra said that the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.